Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Joshua Ross, EMS Director for the Gillespie-Bunnell Area Ambulance Service. Welcome to the show, Joshua.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, Rick.
We are here today to talk about a proposed countywide special service tax that would go to support ambulance service in the county. And this idea recently came up at a county board committee meeting, and Prairie Land Ambulance, as well as Gillespie-Bunnell Area Ambulance, were some of the folks who brought the ideal up. And let's get into a little bit of the reasons for bringing up this proposal to that committee.
Just a little background as far as how ambulance service is provided to Macoupin County. All of the providers in Macoupin County are private, not-for-profit providers. So there's no ambulance districts. There's no municipally owned or managed ambulance providers in Macoupin County. We're all private, not-for-profit providers. And a lot of us got our start because back in the day, typically your local funeral home ran the ambulance service. And as the funeral homes got out of the ambulance business, there was a gap that needed to be filled to provide that service. And so the solution was to form private, not-for-profit corporations. And that's the situation that we're in now. What we're seeing is not unique to Macoupin County. It's nationwide. The state of Illinois seems to be a little more of a severe case as far as things go. But what we find repeatedly is that reimbursement just does not match up with the expenses. Nationwide, the average is about 80 to 85% of what Medicare covers of cost. So no one's making a profit. No one's getting rich off of, Medicare patients in the ambulance business. And then the other issue is that Medicaid is actually a reimbursement rate that's less than Medicare. And when you look at the demographics of Macoupin County, we are an aging population. And we are, across the board, a somewhat impoverished population. And so 75% of our patient population is Medicare and Medicaid. So they make up the lion's share of our transports, but unfortunately the reimbursement from those two sources doesn't match up with our expenses.
And I would imagine, even though it fluctuates for an ambulance company, maintenance and fuel, is that a big cost as well?
Maintenance and fuel are a big expense for us. To replace an ambulance for our fleet, top to bottom, if we were to just add an ambulance to our fleet, you're looking at $250,000. So you're looking at $250,000 for one ambulance. Fortunately, we have the majority of the equipment that goes into that ambulance, so typically we're just replacing. You're looking at a cost of about $148,000 to $150,000 just for one ambulance, and we put a lot of miles on those ambulances. 2019 alone, we put 264,000 miles on our fleet. So when you look at that expense, that's a big expense. Our other big cost is fuel, like you mentioned, and with the state increasing the state motor fuel tax last year, while we're all tax exempt. That's just the sales tax. We still have to pay the motor fuel tax, and we burn a lot of fuel. An ambulance will pass just about anything on a highway except for a gas station.
Now, when you talk about a proposed special service tax, I know sometimes you hear several times that there was no advanced life support type ambulance available, and they had to bring one in from somewhere else or things like that. Would this be in there too, as far as like those more advanced ambulances and things?
That's correct. Right now, there's a little bit of a hodgepodge as far as level of service in Macoupin County. Gillespie-Bunnell, the ambulance service, is an ALS provider. We're advanced life support. Staunton Ambulance is an advanced life support provider. When you get in some of the more rural areas where the population is a little more dispersed, particularly on the west side of the county, you're looking more of the basic life support providers who typically for that patient who has, more critical medical emergency, they're having to upgrade with an advanced life support unit to provide that higher level of care. One of the things the state did do in the last few years that's kind of helped us is that we have what's called the rural infield upgrade. So an ambulance provider can be licensed at a lower level, but if they have the staff, they have paramedics available, they can actually upgrade that unit to an advanced life support level, which is what Bunker Hill Ambulance does, as well as Prairie Land Ambulance. So they've really tried to increase their level of care the best they can.
We are at the proposal stage of this, and I know everybody from all sides has to look into it more. But what steps come now that a committee of the county board has been approached as far as this moving forward?
Sure. So we really want to kind of slow walk this so that the county board can take a really methodical, very deliberative approach to this, make sure that any questions that any of the county board members have can get answered. And so this was our starting off point. Chairman Thomas, of the committee that we were before, mentioned that he wanted to speak to, the state's attorney as far as the legal aspects of things. Also wanted to speak to County Clerk Pete Duncan, as far as, some of the administrative and the procedural, portion of things. And so now it's just a matter of, kind of getting all the heads in the room to get all the questions answered before, you know, we move forward with what the county board feels comfortable with and what they want to do.
I know here in Carlinville, not for all of Macoupin County, but we went from the Carlinville Fire Department to the Carlinville Fire Protection District, which seems to have been working out well so far. Like with the ambulance service, will this eventually, once it's all gone over with the property, or the proper entities, will this move to a vote of, say, Macoupin County, or how sort of do you think that will come if we get to that point?
So this would be at the discretion of the county board. So since none of us are taxing agencies or entities, because we are private not-for-profits, the county board would remain the taxing entity, and essentially with the special service tax, the special services for ambulance, providing ambulance coverage. And so the county board would levy a tax and then disperse it to the providers to provide the special service ambulance service. There's a couple different vehicles that can go through. Essentially, the county board can actually enact that without referendum. However, in the past, they have required a non-binding advisory referendum to be run prior to implementation. There are currently three special service area taxes in place in Macoupin County. One would be in the Mount Olive area. Another one would be in the Staunton area, and then finally, Bunker Hill has a special service tax that's in place.
So those would have to sort of be worked into all of this as well if everything moves towards a countywide deal?
Well, with our proposal, what we would ask the county board to do essentially would be to eliminate the individual piecemeal special service area taxes, because all the three are at different rates. What we're looking for is a blanket cross-the-board county rate. That way everyone is kind of getting their the same piece of the pie. But then it's also, these people in, Bunker Hill are paying less or more, or these people in Palmyra are paying less or more, everyone would be paying the same rate.
And those questions of what would the tax rate be or anything like that would be if this moves on from where we're at now.
Sure. That's also something, that would have to be worked out at the county board level. That's where, the county clerk would get involved as far as, when looking at equalized assessed value of the county. Looking at those numbers and where, the county board feels like we would need to be to get us to where we can continue to provide the service at the high level that we are, but then also get some of our friends that are struggling, to a level where they're comfortable and they're able to, succeed.
And finally, before we come to the end of the show, I guess maybe we just ask, in your opinion, what kind of timeline are we looking at here? What do you think might take for this to really be examined?
I think that ideally, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that levy rates have to be set by December for the following tax year. My hope is that, we have given enough lead time to the county board to, really work this through the committees. go through the proper entities, get everyone who needs to be involved and work this out. I would hope that we would be able to have something ready to go to get that levy set for December so that we could possibly see that in the following year, 2021.
Joshua Ross, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I really appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.